This is Jeff Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia, bringing you our September 2026 Fly Fishing Podcast. Right now, we're looking at low water levels both in the Mountain Brook Trout streams and the Shenandoah River. All throughout the valley in the state of Virginia, we've gotten some localized heavy thunderstorms that have produced some rain and brought water levels up, but overall, everything's low. Not as low as it has been in particularly low years without those thunderstorms, but thankfully for you folks on the coast, we haven't had a lot of hurricanes. The bad news is over here on this side of the mountains, we haven't had any hurricanes to give us an appreciable amount of water. What that means for the fishing is the fish are spooky. The smallmouth bass know what's going on. The herons, ospreys, and eagles all have gin clear water to watch the smallmouth bass swimming around in, which has resulted in the bass hunkering down, particularly midday. Early in the morning, late in the evening, still is going to be your best time of the day to fish. Here toward the end of August, I'm recording this on the 30th of August. We've had some cool nights, and the early morning topwater bite has been fantastic. It's short-lived. It's over by about 8 a.m. As we get through the month of September, you'll start to see that change. You'll start to see the bass fishing pick up and stay good till 10 or 11 a.m. When the nights start dropping down in temperature. As far as flies I'm using right now for the bass, I've dropped down in size. I'm using a lot of the size 8s and even 10s. In the Shanks White Streamer, the number 8, the regular Helgramite without any weight on it, and a 10. I've been sticking with black as far as that regular Helgramite goes. The rubber leg nymph and a size 8. These are my standards that I kind of start off with. The Marauders in a size 8, 10, and maybe even a 12. The bad thing about a size 12, if you hook a big bass, it's not a lot of hook to hang on to him. So I've been staying in the size 8s and 10s for those Marauders. Clouser's crayfish drifted across the bottom, the olive one in a number 6. That Clouser's dark brown turkey in a number 10 has been, those two have been great, drifting through the deep cuts in between the ledges. Put enough weight on to get them to the bottom, but make sure they're not just sitting on the bottom. Some spots in the river have a lot of grass, so look for the areas with some moving water over those ledges, and hopefully there's not a lot of grass in between the ledges for you. As far as down and across streamer fishing, that Shanks White Streamer again in a number 8. You can go with that silver or golden Clouser minnow in a number 6. As long as you've got some current moving, that's good. Just generally down and across streamer fishing, you run a risk of getting into a lot of grass, so be cautious with that. Right now, everything I'm using is on a floating fly line, and I'm using a Bright Butt 3X leader or a fluorocarbon 3X leader. Just trying to stay as sneaky as I can be, working my way across the pools and the ledges, casting a little bit further than I feel I probably should have to do a month ago or even 2 weeks ago when we had a little bit more water. As far as topwater action goes, this has been on fire, like I say, early in the morning, late in the evening. And as we go through September, you'll start to find that more throughout the day. It's not going to be quite as good as it is in October when the bass really kick into their super feeding frenzy, if you will. But right now I'm using the Murray's Chugger Frog in a number 6. Pounding that along the grass beds. That chartreuse chugger and the number 6, the good old-fashioned Shenandoah blue popper has been producing very well. And the new one we have in right now, that bombshell popper in a bronze color, several of our guides have been doing very well with that, pounding the grass beds and the shady banks throughout the day. They're getting some good results midday. Admittedly, I haven't done a whole lot of fishing midday. All my fishing's been early in the morning, late in the evening, when I can be out of the fly shop. So as far as our smallmouth bass fishing goes, that kind of sums it up. If we get some high water, take advantage of that. Some discolored water, take advantage of that. With the sun and the herons, ospreys, and eagles, the fish are hunkered down. So just be super wary as you're out there fishing. Wait as cautiously as you can. As far as the brook trout fishing goes, these localized thunderstorms have brought the water levels up on a couple of the streams. When you find that, take advantage of it. Get out there and hit those streams. It's a very short window of opportunity. I'm talking, if you're lucky, it lasts a day, and very realistically, it's going to last 12 hours. We get a heavy thunderstorm in the evening and a brook trout stream in the middle of the park. If that's where the heavy thunderstorm hit, we'll be in great shape first thing in the morning. And by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the water levels drop back and the fish are super spooky again. So speaking of the super spooky fish, I'm using a very stealthy approach. The thing we're going to find in September, you're going to start to find fish feeding on midges. Not a whole lot of midges entertain the fish up until about the month of September. They're eating their ants and their beetles, of course, and the terrestrial insects, but the midges provide a fairly large supply of food, although the bugs themselves aren't very large. It's pretty much the only hatch that's going on right now this time of the year. You will see a couple of caddisflies, the stick bait, are going to be hatching here toward the latter part of September. But as far as topwater activity goes with any kind of hatch, you're looking at midges. Go with that Mr. Rapidan midge, a number 18, or a Griffith's gnat in a number 16, Burchell's hatching midge in a number 20. I'm fishing all these on 6X and probably actually a 7X. I'm using the Murray's Classic 7.5 foot 6X or 7X leader. Don't hesitate to drop back to the little dark stonefly. That's a great midge imitation in a size 18. You're just relying on seeing some feeding fish. And when you find those feeding fish, go one-on-one with them. Don't beat the water to a froth. Give them a cast or two and then rest them. Repeatedly running a fly over them that they're not interested in will surely put those fish down. They're making a living off of being spooky right now. If you're not finding any midges hatching or don't see any fish coming up to them, I kind of have trouble fishing that all day long myself. So I'd go with a flying beetle in a number 16 or a Mr. Rapidan ant in a number 18. If you're so compelled and want to drift a couple of nymphs through the water, a brassy is an outstanding midge imitation. If you don't want to run a brassy, a number 18 brassy or a French Pertagon number 18. If you want to go with something a little bit bigger, go with that zebra copper john in a number 16 or a pheasant tail nymph in a number 16. The caddisfly larvae are going to be very active as the month of September goes along. Closer we get to the end of September, like I said, the stick bait will start to do their thing about hatching. They crawl out of those sticks and crawl up on the rocks and or crawl out along the rocks, shoot themselves up to the surface and fly away. As you're seeing that happen, you'll know that's going on when you see the splashy rise, like you'll see earlier in this season when the caddis are hatching. Early in the morning, late in the evening, you're going to produce your best chances of seeing the midges hatching. But fishing throughout the day in the brooky streams, there's plenty of shade to go around. I wouldn't focus a whole lot of energy unless you get a lot of localized rainstorms and you know there's a fair amount of water in a particular drainage. I wouldn't focus a lot of energy on the top of the sections of the stream or the very lower sections of the stream. You need to be right in the middle, somewhere between the top and the bottom of the mountain where you've got some volume of water and you've also got some boulders to hide behind. You don't want that super flat water that you find down at the bottom. Next month we start talking about October, we'll start talking about the stock trout fishing again, but for right now those waters are just too warm for good fishing. We had a great podcast last week here at the end of August. I think it was going to be published on the 28th of August. I think that's when it went out. We did a one-on-one podcast with Jackson Deerberg, a conservation officer here in Shenandoah County for the Department of Wildlife Resources. It was an outstanding podcast with him. If you're interested in that, be sure you check that out. We just put our winter classrooms and workshops online at murraysflyshop.com along with our spring brook trout on the stream schools. So if any of that's of any interest to you, look that up online or give us a call at 540-984-4212. We'll be glad to help you out any way we can. Thank you very much.